This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Many lawmakers in Washington are worried about what President Trump might do in his final 12 days in office. He is now condemning his supporters' attack on the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. 5 people died. And the president says he will relinquish power on January 20th peacefully, though he didn't mention President-elect Biden's name in his new video.
We must get on with the business of America.
The video came amid more talk here in Washington of immediate action to remove the president.
A very dangerous person who should not continue in office.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, or Congress will consider impeaching him again. With just a dozen days left in his term, neither option is likely, though there are fears of what havoc the president may wreak in his final days. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
We're learning more about how protesters were able to overwhelm police at the Capitol building.
Top defense officials say Capitol Police turned down offers of additional security in the days before President Trump's rally that led to the Capitol riot. For weeks, right-wing groups had been urging followers online to go to Washington for the Stop the Steal rally with President Trump as Congress was certifying the election for Democrat Joe Biden. Despite the increased violent rhetoric, the security plan was for a demonstration. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says defense officials asked Capitol Security days before the rally if they needed help.
They believe they had sufficient personnel.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun, House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger have all resigned. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Employers cut 140,000 jobs in December, the first monthly loss since the pandemic erupted. This is AP News. Boeing is settling and admitting that its employees misled regulators about the safety of its 737 MAX aircraft. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Boeing has reached a hefty settlement over a criminal charge that it defrauded safety regulators about the MAX jet. The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to a $2.5 billion settlement that includes money for crash victims' families, airline customers, the airlines that bought the planes, and a fine. Two crashes, one in 2018, killed 346 people. After the planes were grounded in 2019, Boeing redesigned an automated flight control system blamed in both crashes. And in November, federal authorities again allowed the MAX jets to fly. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new travel advisory is discouraging people from visiting California because of the coronavirus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.